To close out our morning session this morning, we have a very intriguing panel conversation on the intersection between employment laws and crisis management strategies for organizations. It's a panel of three folks. Our panel moderator is Jennifer Trulock, who is a partner with the Bradley Arendt Bolt Cummings firm in their Dallas office, where she specializes in all aspects of labor and employment law, with the emphasis on workplace investigations, employment contracts, and audit processes. The panel members joining Jennifer are Mark Anik and Allison Bowers. Mark is the Senior Vice President of News and Public Relations at Andrevet, which is one of the leading media strategy and communication strategy firms, where he helps lawyers and law firms navigate the sort of the contemporary media landscape. Very interesting work. And Allison is, of course, a founding partner of the Hutchinson Bowers Law Firm here in Austin. She is a graduate of the University of Texas Law School. And she's on all of the best lawyers and super lawyer lists that exist, and has been a longtime contributor to this program. And with that, Jennifer, I'll turn it over to you.
Great. Thank you so much. Okay, so we're here to talk about when bad things happen to good employers. And first of all, let's talk about what is a crisis. And, you know, it's sort of any sort of disruptive, unexpected event that might harm an employer, its stakeholders, or the general public. And then, Mark, I don't know if you want to talk about, from a PR standpoint, it's something that might attract negative media coverage.
Sure. You know, crises can be all sorts of things. We very often are seated around the table because attorneys have called us up, and it's not their issue that day, but it's their company, their client that has an issue, and they're asking for our input on that. So the definition that Jennifer has given you here, I think, is very good. I very often will ask people some fundamental questions, though. Is it having any material impact on clients or customers? If you're running a hot dog stand and there's a negative story about you, are people still queuing up to buy a dog? Because if they are, then maybe this is bad, but it's not terribly bad. It's not something that's, you know, threatening to shut down the company. The other thing that I would throw out here is be careful with the use of the word crisis. If you walk into your group in a morning meeting and you say, everybody, we've got a crisis on our hands, what happens? We all react right away and we all go, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, right? So it must be really bad. If you turn around to reporters and you say, we've instituted our crisis management plan, what do you get then? A headline that says ABC company says it's working on a crisis. So just be careful in terms of how you use those things. I've been in cases before where a client will call us because the Dallas Morning News called them. And they're all a flutter. Oh my gosh, what do we do? What do we do? And we call back the Dallas Morning News, and it was the sales department. They wanted to sell them an ad. Okay? So you just have to take these things, each situation as it comes.
Exactly. So here are some examples that maybe employers might find to be a crisis. An executive publicly accused of sexual harassment. You have a workplace shooting, a defective product is recalled, maybe your food sends customers to the hospital, you have a strike or a lockout, the government comes knocking on your door, or you have a data breach that affects customers or employees. Things like that, you know, all of which can qualify as a crisis. But of course, if your CEO has a meeting every Monday and there's a crisis every Monday, you know, you might not take it quite so seriously, right? Like, you have to reserve that for the real crisis. But Allison, you know, one thing that we were talking about before is, really, is crisis something different these days than it used to be?
Yeah, I was struck yesterday as I was listening to all the presentations and thinking about what I've seen in my practice and thinking about our presentation today. And, you know, I noted that there were several themes that were woven into the various wonderful presentations yesterday. One of those themes that I noticed is that politics has entered our workforce, right?